Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. On today's episode of Beyond Transcripts, we're talking all about how to create a professional high school transcript and why that's so important. When it comes to your school's reputation and image, a professional-looking high school transcript is an integral part of that. Don't overlook the importance of having a transcript that allows for flexibility, that incorporates all the information that your students need to have to get into a great school, and that really represents who your school is. Student satisfaction, family satisfaction, and representing yourself well to colleges is all wrapped up in your high school transcript. So today we're going to talk about why you need to care about this, what actually goes into a high school transcript, what it is that the colleges are looking to see, and even the different ways of organizing all of this information, along with some really great best practices for a professional looking high school transcript. And we'll also tell you about how Transcript Maker can help you with all of this. All right, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay, before we get into our exciting topic, let's talk about the podcast. How did this come about and why is it important for Transcript Maker to have a podcast now?
Yeah, well, Transcript Maker has been around for many years, and this is our first foray into the world of podcasting. But the goal is to support our private school customers, help them in their jobs, help them learn about ways to increase the effectiveness of what they do, and hopefully attract new people to their schools and help increase the acceptance rate of their students into colleges.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to connecting with more people. And one of the steps that's really important, like you said, to help schools improve what they're doing, help their students get into college, is all about the transcript, and more specifically, a professional transcript. So let's start by talking about why is a professional high school transcript important?
Well, it all comes down to making sure that your students get into the college that they want to get into, right? I mean, that's really the point of the transcript. So that's number one. You know, schools need to be focusing on the professionalism of their transcripts, because that's going to increase the acceptance rate of their graduates. And it's going to help increase their school's reputation as a legitimate institution that can actually graduate students and ensure that those students get into the college of their choice. And for private schools especially, it just helps boost student and parent satisfaction, being able to have this this resource that's printed and that's delivered to them. They can see, this is everything I've accomplished at this school. And it just kind of gives a nice picture and a kind of wraps their experience up in a nice little package.
Yeah, you made some really good points there. Some that may not seem obvious about something that seems simple, like a transcript. Like, it's not just getting into college, but it's also the school's reputation, right? Because you can have that information for a student, but it's not put together in a professional way that looks good and has the appropriate information, then that's not great for the student, but it's also not great for the school. And I love what you said about boosting satisfaction for the families, for the kids, for the parents, as they're on this journey to get into college. And obviously college is so important for so many of these kids, and they want to get in. So can you break it down a little bit more of what should even be on a transcript that's going to help support these kids getting into college?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, the main thing, of course, is the transcript is listing all of the courses that they've completed during their time in school. So that's the courses and the grades are, of course, like central. That's the core part of the transcript. But also there's going to be your school's name, maybe a logo if you have one, that could go in a transcript, contact information for your school, all the demographic information for your student, along with the GPA that they earned while they were at your school. And that's either going to be, you know, a weighted or an unweighted GPA, depending on whether your school uses weighted courses, like advanced placement, honors, dual enrollment, things like that. And then, of course, you're going to want to show courses that the student may have transferred from other institutions. So, like, not every student is going to be starting fresh at your school. So they may be coming in their, you know, sophomore or junior year of high school. So you're going to need to show, you know, these are the courses they took here, and here are some other courses that transferred, and here's the name of that school. And then to sort of round out the transcript, you want to include, you know, any extracurricular activities the student has been involved in, any honors they've received at your school, as well as any major exams or standardized tests that they've taken, like the ACT or the SAT. And then to certify the transcript, you'll want to include a signature from either the school administrator or one of the teachers, along with a date. And that pretty much makes up the entire transcript.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot that goes into a really good transcript. And I can see where it would be a challenge to have all of that information presented in a clean, clear, consistent way that really shows off not only all the information, but again, does it in a professional way that a student feels proud of and that a school feels proud of. So from sort of that professional side, so we know the information that we want to be there, but what does a college want to see in terms of a professional looking transcript? Is there anything else aside from the information, more so, I guess, how it's presented to them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the course names themselves need to be clear. I mean, it needs to be obvious from the course name, like what the content of the course was. And this will vary state to state. A lot of states have an organization responsible for setting those standards about like what courses are required for high school graduation. So a lot of times it's helpful to reach out to one of those groups and find out, you know, what is required. And a lot of times they'll be able to provide course names that are standardized. So, you know, with courses like Algebra 1, Algebra 2, like that's obvious, but some of the other courses, literature, history, that kind of thing, you can get into areas where it's not always clear what the name should be. And you want to be sure that you're picking a concise name that most colleges are going to recognize. And then, of course, including a grading scale is important. A lot of colleges want to see exactly what grading scale was used on the transcript to calculate the GPA. Some colleges are going to prefer a specific grading scale to be used. So it's helpful if you're able to switch from one to the other. You may need to submit some of your students' transcripts using one scale and not another. So that's something to keep in mind. And they always want, of course, a clear signature. And some colleges even want the transcript to be notarized. Not super common, but it does happen. And then the list of extracurricular activities and honors, you generally want to try to avoid that being too heavy in one area. You want to try to present like a balanced picture. For example, when I was growing up, I was really into computers. So my transcript would have been very heavy on like computer oriented activities. But if every single activity on the transcript had to do with computers, that wouldn't be very balanced. So you want to try to pull from several different areas and kind of show that the student has been involved in a variety of different extracurricular activities.
I want to jump in there if that's okay. That's interesting because, you know, I think back to when I applied to college, and you're right, it was all about having a balance and showing you're well-rounded. But it strikes me that, you know, that wasn't on the transcript. That was more on, you know, the application that I did. So what I'm hearing you say is now schools are responsible for helping highlight the extracurriculars of their students. Are the students ever involved in that piece of deciding what goes on the transcript, or does that fall to the responsibility of whoever is in charge of transcripts at the school?
Yeah, I think it generally falls on the school, although, you know, some schools do involve their students in that process as well. But yeah, that's a really important area to highlight is it's not enough to just include the courses anymore. Like if you want to give an accurate representation of your students' experience at your school, then you're going to need to include those extracurricular activities they were involved in, show that it wasn't all just about, you know, you're keeping your nose in the books the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So That makes me think. So you mentioned that colleges, you know, some may want the GPA calculated slightly differently. And it sounds like there's so many different ways that you can represent this information, or that, you know, there's courses and there's extracurriculars. Would one school ever change how they set up their transcript, or is that part of a professional transcript? Is that every transcript that comes from their school looks consistent? For example, if a college got three applicants from your school, should all of those transcripts look the same in terms of the outline and what's included, or might a school adjust that information per student?
Well, ideally, there's certain information that's not going to change, right? Your school name, your logo, kind of thing. So sort of the framework of the transcript should be consistent to kind of give your school that brand or that image. But the actual content of the transcript, in terms of the way the courses are organized, for example, that can change. Some colleges, for example, want to see all the coursework expressed or organized in semesters, whereas some other colleges might prefer quarters. So that's an area where it's nice to be able to translate from one to the other, depending on which college your student is applying to.
So, yeah, whoever is in charge of transcripts at their school has a lot of responsibility and potentially a lot of work for the number of students applying to the number of colleges wanting that information differently. And so, again, going back to this idea of professional transcripts, it would be really important that the person in charge is really aware of what the college is asking for, again, not only to represent that student well, but to represent their school well. So can you just talk a little bit about any other best practices for professional transcripts that we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously typos are terrible. So check and double check. Yeah, make sure there are absolutely no spelling errors at all. And math counts too. When you're calculating the GPA, make sure that is correct, because, I mean, there's nothing worse than a college getting a transcript and the GPA is calculated incorrectly. That's
right.
That doesn't look good at all. Honesty is important.
How would they figure that out? Sorry to jump in, but how would that error, would it come to light, or does someone just not get into college because their GPA is miscalculated? I mean,
yeah,
that makes me a little stressed for these students. <That's a
good question. laughs> No, I don't know that anyone would be denied entrance. It goes back to the reputation of your school.
You right.
know, if you're responsible for sending out transcripts that have bad math on them, that obviously isn't very good for your school.
Right.
You know, I've seen some transcripts before where the math was so bad that it was obvious just glancing at it. I'm not sure colleges actually like recalculate the GPA themselves based on the data on the transcript, but
right.
But sometimes it's obvious the math is wrong. So make sure you get it right. Honesty is very important. Don't try to fake the grades on the transcript. Don't bump your student up a letter grade just because it'll look better. Printing the transcript on some nice, heavy quality paper is also a good idea. Don't put it on the cheap dollar store paper. Try to keep the transcript to one page, two pages at the most. But the colleges are going through a lot of applications and they're not going to want to receive, a 10-page transcript with all this detail and extensive course descriptions and that kind of thing. So that's another thought. Clearly specify whether the transcript is an official copy or not, because there's a difference between an official copy and an unofficial copy. And you as the school, if you're certifying it, if there's a signature on it, that it's official, then, that's what the college is going to want to see. They're often not going to accept an unofficial transcript as from a student for admissions. So
it's interesting. Include all of this information, but also make it 1 to 2 pages,
right?
Keep track of everything. Make sure it's calculated correctly, that you're being honest. It's a lot for an administrator or whoever's in charge of their transcripts to focus on, and yet it's so important. So not everyone may be aware of Transcript Maker and what you do and why it's so helpful to these professional high school transcripts. So can you just talk a little bit about what you do and how you make that process much easier for everyone?
Absolutely. Well, Transcript Maker, like I said, we've been around for a few years now, and we've been helping private schools with their transcripts. So basically, we have an online web application that you log into. You get your own username and password, and you enter your student data into our online system. It kind of walks you through each thing you need to enter, you know, the courses, the activities, the tests. It lets you pick grades. It lets you set a grading scale for your transcript. It lets you organize the transcript the way you want, either by school year, by semester, by quarter, by subject area. Some people organize their transcripts that way. And then once all this data is entered, you hit the print button and it generates a nice, beautiful PDF copy of your transcript that you can then email to a college, or you can print and submit as part of a packet for your student.
That sounds much easier than maybe some of the other ways that people are doing this, which when you and I have talked, it's, you know, like a Google spreadsheet sometimes, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, this is a much, not just easier way, but a much more professional way to, on the school side, keep track of the information to represent themselves when they put it out there. And I would imagine for the student and the family, like you said, also feeling really proud that they went to this school and that they have this really great looking transcript on the back end of things. It also sounds like, you know, it makes you much more able, not only for one student, but for all of your students, to keep that information more organized and to be able to reorganize it as needed, like you said, by semester, by quarter, adjusting the GPA. So it sounds like that helps with the professionalism as well, to save you time and just to be able to create the transcripts that your students need and the colleges want.
Absolutely. Once you've entered the transcripts into the system, you know, they're stored in the cloud, so to speak. And we use, you know, encryption, industry standard encryption, to make sure all the data is kept secure. And you have access to your transcripts from anywhere in the world. You can log in from your computer, from your tablet, from your phone, and you can print a copy of your student's transcript. You can also duplicate the transcript if you want. Like if we have a college that needs it in a different, needs it organized a different way, or using a different grading scale, you can just make a copy of that transcript with one click, and you can adjust the grading scale with another click and print it, and you're good to go.
And I love that, because again, this idea of a professional high school transcript, it helps you as the person creating the transcript look like a professional. It helps the student applying to college look like a professional, right? Because that's kind of their job, that they're trying to become a college student. That's what they're applying for. And I think also, you know, down the road, if a student needs to come back and get their transcript, you're now, using Transcript Maker, much more able to get that transcript again, allowing you to also continue to look like a professional and know what you're doing. So I think that's great.
Yeah. Yep.
Before we wrap up, anything else that you'd like to share about the importance of a professional high school transcript, not just a high school transcript? We know that's needed, but really this idea of a professional one.
Well, it just goes back to, you know, what kind of image are you wanting to present? What are you projecting from your school? Do you want to project the image that, you know, well, we put this together with a spreadsheet because we're short on staff and we're short on money and we can't afford a better solution. And, you know, it's just a transcript. It's just used once. So, like, why bother putting any effort into it? That's not the image you want to project. A transcript is only used during this specific time during your student's career, but it's so important that it look good, that it be professional, so that they can get into the college that they want to get into. And then they can look back at that time and say, hey, you know, the high school I went to, they really did everything they could to make sure that that I was able to get into the college that I wanted to. And I have, you know, the paper here to show how much care and effort they put into this. So.
Yeah. And a good reputation follows you and a bad reputation follows you. So like you said, you want that image to be really positive and really strong, and for your current students to positively influence each other and to help your school grow. And it's clear that a professional high school transcript is a really integral part of that. So thank you so much for chatting with us today about professional high school transcripts.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Beyond Transcripts, where we discussed professional high school transcripts, why that's so critical, and how to make that happen. And don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Transcript Maker. Learn more at transcriptmaker.com and sign up for our newsletter to get all sorts of great information delivered right to your inbox.